It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe reporting radio news about radio waves. Federal Communications Commission just released its radio census for the quarter ending March 31st, with 87 more low-power FM stations than 3 months before and 63 more FM translators and boosters. There were 3 fewer AM stations, but 7 more commercial FM stations and 6 more non-commercial full-power stations, Radio Survivor reports. And as there's more outlets and other audio possibilities with expanding digital delivery systems that can all seem bewildering to institutions from the transistor radio age.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
Ron Nixon in the New York Times reports that David Enzor, the director of Voice of America, announced last week that he's stepping down. Congress has been consistently cutting the budget for exporting audio propaganda, but Enzor still built a worldwide audience of 172 million people a week, up 49 million during his tenure, according to the Times. And he's not the only one leaving. Last month, Andrew Lack resigned as chief executive of the Broadcasting Board of Governors to return to NBC Universal after just 42 days in the post. Then Paul Rimsmondale in Radio Survivor reports that the Pacifica Foundation has found a new executive director, John Prophet, who was general manager of Houston public radio station KUHF until the end of 2011. He co-hosts Thresholds and Open Journal, now at Pacifica's KPFT, also in Houston. Last year, Pacifica's national board fired former executive director Summer Reese, who then occupied the foundation's national offices for nearly 2 months. Eventually, a judge issued a restraining order to end the stalemate. Now Pacifica and the Voice of America, two institutions with roots in the Cold War era, need to transition into an era where the audio devices are the same size as transistor radios, but do so much more. 538.com reports that 22 million Americans are smartphone dependent, about 7% of the total population that has only access to the internet on their handheld device. African Americans, Hispanics, 18 to 29-year-olds, and people from households earning less than $30,000 per year are all twice as likely as an average smartphone user to be smartphone dependent, according to the story. Perhaps this is an audience that public radio could serve in the 21st century. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.